24HKX.
NAP, it's sounding good this morning. That truck radio a little bit, must be a little bit stronger than the one in the vehicle.
Just a different radio. I got my Kenwood 710 in here and the ICOM 5100 in the Excursion.
Explains it. I still sort of like my Yazoos. I've had good service out of them. Now I've got a 2-meter Radio Shack mobile, 50 watt, needs to go to somebody that's starting out. I'll donate it to them.
Was it my APRS beacon got you?
It's a 50 watt, 2-meter mobile made by Radio Shack.
There's lots of people starting out. I hear quite a few KQ and KR calls on here now.
Just add on HF. There's a lot of new ones. And I'm glad we're getting them. The more the merrier.
Same here. Glad to hear more people getting back into the hobby.
They did away with the CW part of it, because I never could get that straight in my head.
A lot of people away, but I know that was a consideration for me. I didn't have anybody to teach me, so it's kind of hard to learn it.
So it'd take two people trying to learn at the same time to help each other out. Now, a friend of mine's son, he got his license when he's like 15, 16, somewhere along in there, and he had to take the CW, and when he signed up for the Army, they put him straight into telecommunications.
Did make best use of the talent that's already there instead of trying to teach something new.
Enjoyed it. I never did go into service, but I'm a lifer. I got married instead.
Same here. Married right out of high school. So next year will be 30 years been married.
If I live, this coming June, it'll be 50 years for us.
Congratulations on that. That's a long time.
Lights on the head from the frying pan.
Broken frying pans too, right?
One but dented a few. That creek looking up there on your property.
I was just thinking about that. Need to, when it warms up, get up there and spend some time in it.
Next time you're over there, check the bins and see if you see a large collection of black sand.
That I hadn't spent much time up there since the storm, so there ain't no telling what's changed after that.
The creeks on the old homestead, my brother's got it, and that storm, it really changed everything in the big one.
Changed a lot of water routes, changed them, but I mean, if you look around any stream or creek or river, you'll find the beds moved around quite a bit if you start digging around in the dirt there outside of it.
But I don't doubt the two creeks that on the old home place, one's sort of small, and it don't hadn't changed all that much, but the bigger one, the water coming down it, it's coming, it's probably traveling before it comes out, maybe 5 miles where it comes out of the ground and comes on top. And of course, it likes to wash everything down.
Venturing around up there on the property one day and found another little contributory or springhead on the upper side of the property too, so I had to check it out. It's quite a hike to get to it though.
Got a little creek, it comes out of, well, I call it a spring. It comes out of the side of a hill and runs down into the lake. And part of it's rocked up, the one side of it. Nobody knows who rocked it up. I mean, you can tell it's man-made, but that water is ice cold, and every time I go by there, I've always had to have me a little sip or two of it, because, I mean, it's ice cold. But while we were down there one day, I found half of a cast iron pot. It might have held 3 ounces.
Little traveling pot then. So, never know what you'll find out here exploring around these creeks and streams and mountains.
Should have plenty of arrowheads up where you at.
Find them all the time when we was plowing and turning the fields. We always had somebody walking behind the tractor looking for them.
There's got one that's about the size of your fingernail. It's made out of quartz, clear quartz, and then he's got another one that's made out of obsidian, about the same size.
Yeah, them that size up around the house, and then you'll find a little bit bigger ones. Never found any of the great big ones or the knives or anything like that.
One of the bigger ones, and the guy that we took it to, well, my dad took it to him. He told him that was they used to shoot buffalo with.
I say, you just never know what you'll find digging around in the ground around here or just venturing out. I've been out just walking the creek banks and found them not doing anything.
I found that many. My brother seemed like he could just walk 2 steps and find a half a dozen.
Yeah, some people just have that luck about them.
When they pay for ID, yeah, I don't have the luck. Unfortunately, I wasn't lucky on that part.
I don't know. I'd find them here and there, and I'd go a little while and not find any, and then all of a sudden it seems like you run up on them, and you can't do anything but find them. So, and just spending the time is the main thing, and putting the effort in.
The best thing I've found so far is I was walking down the driveway one day and picked up a rock and got to looking at it and got to cleaning it off. And it's a garnet about the size of maybe a golf ball.
That's nice fun.
Did to have it cut and just see what's inside.
It'd be pretty neat if you could get it done. I'm sure it'd be something to talk about for sure.
Brother's got a stone cutter. My mom used to cut and set jewelry as a hobby after she retired being a nurse. My hands, I just couldn't get it to work right. They never would come out even for me.
But I imagine that's a unique talent, kind of like an artist, is the way I envision that kind of stuff.
They got to have the hands for it. I didn't. I'm sort of on the one that got all the musical talent. Just hand me something, give me 10 minutes, and I'll be playing it for you.
Well, I wish I had. I always wanted to learn to play the banjo. Never did.
Been the 5-string since I was 15.
My son, we got him fiddle lessons when he was younger. He learned to play it, but I don't think he does anything with it now.
Your son, he was in what they call strings in school. He plays the violin. Me and him call it a fiddle. And I've got a grandson. He be graduating high school this year. He was in the high school band, and he was in strings, and he's in jazz. And, if it's musical, he's in the middle of it.
I like to listen, sit and listen to good music. Hard to find nowadays, though. Something about it.
Good old-fashioned, old-style bluegrass.
I'm with you. I grew up listening to it with my grandfather. he loves to listen to that bluegrass. And we used to go to a lot of bluegrass festivals up around the house. We spent a lot of time traveling to those growing up.
The one was some friends of mine, and got to meet Ralph Stanley. You'd have never thought it, but I saw this old Dodge beat-up pickup truck coming through the campground picking up trash. Guy stepped out with a do-rag on and a pair of bib overalls, and it was him.
Most of those people back then, they didn't live any different than what everybody else did. They just had that ability to play an instrument, and people knew who they were. You just never knew who you were going to see out wandering around up in the mountains up here. Go over to Maggie Valley or Cherokee, and they just be walking down the street like everyday Joe.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll play, you sing. Maybe we'll get rich.
Cut everybody off. Me singing is what will happen.
Sing ain't paid me to shut up.
I'm with you. Be like, please stop. We'll pay you. Sleepyhead, by the time you get out of bed, KO4HKX.
You got Ed in there with you. Yeah, I just got down here. I stayed up late, and I slept in. Got no excuses. I just still trying to get my head together, figure out where I am.
That's the old pot-belly, toothless hillbilly here.
Good to hear you. I hadn't talked to you in a while. Patrick, I got a link, that knee thing that Guido was telling me about. He was supposed to have his operation today. He had canceled it since his knee's doing. He said his knee's 100%. He's got four more treatments, but he said he's going to take them anyway because he paid. His knee should be good from now on. But I got the link if you want me to send it to you.
Send it to me. I'll definitely look into it. But what I've heard is that's not good for everybody. It just depends on different situation, what's going on with your knee. Mine is bone on bone, so I don't know if they can fix that or not.
That's what he said his was. He was going to have a... But this thing is called soft wave, is what it was called. But I don't know, somehow or another it triggers your body into regrowing new cartilage or something. I don't know. But anyway, I'll send you the link. He said it worked for him. He said he couldn't believe it. He said when he came out the first day, it was better. He said a lot better.
I mean, anything to avoid surgery, right?
Talk to somebody, you know, that does it, and at least, you know, get a little orientation and go from there anyway.
Send me that link. I'll take a look at it.
Two of them, so I'll shoot you both of them. I looked at them. It was interesting. I guess it fools your body into growing again or something. I don't know. But anyway, enough of that. I'll get that to Marshall when I have to get his email. But we'll go ahead, Edward.
They're listening about that. I just hope someday I don't need that.
If I ever do, I hope it keeps advancing.
That's one of the reasons I've been putting it off. Maybe they'll come up with something.
And I tell you, it took nothing anymore. Not much, anyway.
Well, you guys go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and get this thing on my phone and shoot it to Patrick. I'll be right back. N4AZE.
N4AZE W4MKH.
Morning. I got that link.
Yeah,
was listening to you guys. I was doing other things here in the shack. I'm good on QRZ for email address. Well, QR, I mean, well, I don't even remember my password. I hadn't been on that thing in 20 years or better. Let's see, Patrick, you can send it to me, can't you?
Send it to me, dude, and then I can forward it to Marshall.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'll do that. Y'all go ahead. N4AZ.
Figure out your squelch problem on the radio yet?
No, sir, but I also got the HF up, and I'm seeing a bunch of noise, and the S meter pumping up, jumping up around 5, sometimes hit 7. But there must be some noise on this in my area right now for some reason. Normally I'm running less than S1 on noise level, so I don't know if something's changed around here. I wouldn't think that moving my rearranging the computers and things like that in the shack and all would have caused this problem, but who knows.
Check things that come on and off, like a compressor on the back of the refrigerator and things like that. People don't think about it. Could be affecting it, you know, when it happens. Water heater, the elements in it heat up, that kind of thing. You could just pay attention to those that are intermittently on.
I'll get to it. I mean, it's not, doesn't make a thing unusual, it just makes for extra racket. Kind of like breaks the squelch when somebody transmits, and then it's load release, and I got the squelch set as high as I can.
I've had that problem before. I was making suggestions of small things to look for.
The other 2-meter rig back in the shack and see if that one has it too. Could just be this Anytone radio.
Receiver's different. They just picking up something another one doesn't.
Big side of ham radio.
Well, I think I just texted you that information that dude sent me, so you should have it any minute.
Or email it.
Text. That's how he sent it to me, so I just texted on to you.
Thanks, guys.
I am going to step out of here and get set up for the day. Ed, Marshall, dude, y'all have a good day, and enjoy the last of the sunshine here before the rain starts. KM4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
Have a good one, Patrick, KM4NXT.
Patrick, W4MKH.
Have a good one. I'll probably catch you in a little bit. I've got two of them. I don't remember which one I sent you. What's it start with, Marshall?
When it says, can soft wave therapy treat knee pain?
I say the same thing, but the HTTPSs are different. One is a, it starts off as a, with a C7. The other one starts off kind of with a QH.
Showing the URL on this text message I got. Actually, it looks like, I don't know if I got two here. I went to the first one, and there's several other YouTube videos there, too, on the subject.
Okay, all right. All right, well, that'll be, I won't need to send the other one then. That's, I watched them both. They were both interesting. But anyway, something for you to look at, N4AZ.
Checking it out near me, and there's a couple places around the area here down in Columbus. I think there's one over in, looks like in Forest City, and Foothills Wellness Center, those kind of things. Most of them seem to be chiropractic places, so I guess you go in there and they give you a shot or something in the knee.
A shot, I don't think. I don't know. Guido, Tony, he was telling me that they just do this little thing on it, and he didn't say anything about a shot.
Like, it's very expensive. I thought you said yesterday that it was a shot in the knee or something, but anyway, the sessions don't seem to be that expensive overall. I'll talk to my daughter. Like I said, she is a doctor of physical therapy, and see if she's heard of this, and She's in a, works in a hospital down there in Florida. Maybe they've encountered it. See what it's like.
Shot, he did. Tony had taken the shot, had done a shot, I don't know, cortisone or something. I know he did the shot. He said it helped a little bit, not much, he said, but it did help a little bit where he could walk. But he said it wore off. It didn't last but a couple of weeks or something, and then it wore off. And so he said he did this, and it took. So that's all I know about it.
Anyway, I had a shot in my knee once, and it lasted for about 3 days. And then it was getting back to the old problems.
How it did Guido. Try anything to, you know, keep him having surgery, you know.
Was the ham?
I don't know, but he's in Georgia right now. He's got a place in Florida, too. But, yeah, he's a ham.
I knew all get on ham radios and stuff like that. I was curious if it was the same guy.
Tony. I just nicknamed him Guido because he sounds like a Guido. He talks like that, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Accent?
Yeah. It's bad, too. He's been a redneck for 30, 40 years, but he hadn't lost the accent.
It's kind of like that. He came up from, I don't know, now Colombia or Venezuela or something. He'd been in the States for 15 years. We used to work together, and I had a problem understanding him. He spoke fairly decent English, but he would accent his words wrong coming over from Spanish to English. And, wait, what did he just say, dude? No, that's not the way we say the word here. Especially the bigger words where there are multiple syllables in them. He'd accent the one in the middle instead of the one in the beginning like we do or something like that. And he always swore up and down that anybody like coming from Cuba and Puerto Rico and stuff, they didn't speak real Spanish like he did.
And they go fast, too.
When there's TV stations or something like that and spin across them and say, how the heck can anybody understand that? You're talking so darn fast.
Well, that's what you mean. I hear we got a couple that helps here in the yard and stuff, and they just, you know, I don't know what you're saying, you know, can't even do sign language with them, you know, at the point.
Yep, like that, and then in my field, there was a lot of Indians came over, and they all had that accent. Sometimes it's hard to understand them, too, but they probably couldn't understand me as all that well either, not with my southern accent. But the biggest thing, you know, is that there are a lot of them in the database architecture field. And so you'd ask them something, they shake their head yes and say no at the same time.
Yeah, they'd be like, you can't understand a thing they're saying. It'd be just a talking, you know, they go, no, you pay now. Speak a little English.
When I was working security work down there, church security and stuff, back, I don't know, about 2010, 2014, up in that area, 2016 or something when I finally stopped that. But, you know, we had a lot of Mexicans in the area. They never understood English. But there's a few words they would understand. All of them would just play dumb when you tried to talk to them.
And they can't speak a lick of you. You owe them some money, but they can speak pretty fluent there, you know. Check on, see if Jonathan and, Fred want to say hello. You guys out there?
W4FCM every morning, 6 o'clock. Yeah. Hey, thanks, you guys. Let's see if he's there. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Son, you there yet? Yes, go to work. I don't know if he already left or not. I hope not. But thank you, W4FCM.
When you're ready to holler at him again. Don't make me do it. I'll holler for him.
It's 7. I know he has to get out of there, so he listens, and if he gets a chance to call, he does. If not, he goes to work. But I will say thank you. Back when coffee making in there and sure on the table, so I eat after I get him. W4FCM. Thank you.
Yeah, out there. And Jonathan, if you out there, jump in here and talk to your pop.
Try to do this at 6 o'clock every morning?
Yeah, I get up at 6 every morning, turn the radio on here, and I read. I've got three different books I read, and have devotions, and check my email, and open the blinds, and just put around, and my wife gets up, and that's life.
I'll try to be a little quieter around 6 in the morning, give you a chance to get in, and then I knew you did this, but I never checked the timing on it.
Yeah, he gets up towards 7 sometimes. Usually he's up about now, so he'll be up soon, around 7. So it works well, W4FCM. Thank you again, very kind of you.
He got up at 6. You get up at 6, he gets up at 7, right?
Yeah, he's not a 6 o'clock guy. He says, Dad, I get up 6. But he does get up, and he's got to work, so he'll be up a little bit, W4FCM. Again, thank you.
What are you doing? You're awful quiet out there.
And then through some videos and stuff, see if I can figure out Marshall's problem with his radio. Marshall, what model of any tone is that?
The mobile unit, the DMV, or D578UV.
I'm in the search to see if I can help straighten that problem out for you. I may find something then again that might elude me.
QRZ, I am good as far as email address. QRZ, just give me a link or something.
Squelch you up in the menu, or does it have a squelch knob on it?
Yeah, there's no squelch knob on it, just volumes for the two different channels or whatever there, or VFOs. You have to go through the menu system to get to the squelch.
On one site where there could be a problem with the firmware.
So I had this problem early last week, and then I thought I had it fixed, and then now it was working fine. Yesterday didn't have the problem, or yesterday morning when I was on here, and then I rearranged the whole shack yesterday, getting ready for a radio I want to buy in another month, so I started experimenting with the layout and where I'm going to fit it in, and then this problem is back this morning.
Find something, I'll shoot you a link or whatever I find.
Okay, one more piece of information for when you're doing your searches. It's only on this repeater. I don't have it on the Hendersonville repeater, the 268 or whatever the other repeater is, or Mount Mitchell.
Well, sounds like you got something close to the frequency. Let me see what I can find.
Just in case.
Thanks. In case Big Brother's listening.
For listening.
Good morning to him, KM4NAP.
Something weird. It's, what is it? It's 140-something. 190. It's programmed in this radio. Came that way. But I tried, to key down on it, you know, and respond to something, and it won't work. So, and I noticed it had the offset as nothing, so there's a little button right there in the front. You can push that, and it'll give you a negative offset, and you push it again, it'll give you positive. And so I put it on the negative. It still didn't work. And I pushed it again, and it popped up, looked like a little note. And I guess that's something to do with the tone or something. Then it transmitted. But when I got off of it, came back here, I went back again to see, and I had to redo it again. Anytime I leave there, it does that. But when I come back, or when I'm there and get it put in, it stays. But as soon as I leave and come back, I have to do it again. I guess that means I'm supposed to go in the menu and do something, and I'm not going in that. In the menu. I just think y'all may never hear me again.
Step out of the shack for a couple minutes, so I'll be back in a little bit. W4MKH.
I'll be be back in a couple minutes and turn a few things on here. I just came down here and turned the radio on, sat down, hadn't turned anything on. So catch y'all shortly in 4AZE.